The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11:10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In
advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones.
Nice note. I like it.
How alive and well am I?
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of natural health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wondrous son, Darren, of Alive and Well, incredible health emporium. And don't forget the broth. Cafe at Alive.
How could you forget the
broth? You could never forget that because I rely on it to live. And phenomenal organic foods. What a wide range of choices. If you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're non-vegetarian, you're getting organic, you're getting a host, an array of delicious and wondrous and glorious and colorful choices. And every day, we just praise and lift up and are so grateful for and bow our knees to the Maui organic farmers. That every day the beautiful fresh produce is brought in from the local farms and the wondrous produce that we use in our different foods and different products there.
And the Vortex water. The Vortex water isn't just H2O.
No.
It's energized hydrogen. In the vortexing, when you come in the store, you'll see the dispensers on the wall. And what they do is swirl the water. They make it really active water again. So it isn't lazy hydrogen. It's a corny comparison. But the hydrogenation of the water, mountain springizing of the water.
With no chemicals and eliminating all impurities, just like they say, 99.9, all impurities eliminated, all toxic chemicals, which have been constantly in the news lately about the toxic chemicals and pesticides.
Well, it's amazing. It's profoundly effective antioxidant. It restores the natural growth of brain cells.
Right, amazing.
Shown to decrease cholesterol and can improve glucose tolerance. All of that in activated, vortexed water.
Which is the only kind of water we ever use. Not only is it available for you to fill up your beautiful glass bottles and wonderfully.
Of course.
But it's also the only water that is ever used for any products, anything that we do, any cooked vegetables, any tea, any coffee, and whatever is served at the broth cafe.
That's right.
Absolutely magnificent. You know,
I'm getting thirsty just talking about it, so I'm going to take a little sip right here.
So, hey, have some Vortex. You know, and one other thing that is so important to realize the availability of our marvelous juice cleanses, the organic, local, high-concentration organic juices of great variety, very concentrated, fresh squeezed continuously all day long, and in a variety of these juices. And I know that you and I are so hooked on the green juices as soon as I come there. You know, the green machine, all the local organic and high-pressed, compressed green juices. And also, this was in the news, which we have to touch on when we're thinking of the juices, because they do a very high concentrated at the Broth Cafe, a very high concentrated organic beet juice that is amazing.
Nitric oxide, folks.
Yeah, and I want you to talk more about it. And here's the report by Natural Health reporting here that beet. Before preamble to this, I'm quoting the different backgrounds. Am I making a statement that this is a cure for something or a disease in which they're talking? No. Are you?
No.
No. Okay. So we're not. But we're reporting the news, okay?
We can't claim. It's against the law for us to mention anything about a cure.
That's right.
Okay.
We're just going to give background and different...
From the experts,
from
the doctors, the research scientists.
And the history.
That's right.
And so what they're quoting here is that beetroots, which is, again, remember, the source of that beet juice that we're doing, organic beet juice. Beetroots have been used as a treatment for cancer in Europe for centuries. I did not know that.
I did not either.
So the quote is, the modern interest in using beetroot as a treatment for cancer started in the 1920s, when two German doctors named Farberge. I'll spell it, Dan, you pronounce it. F-A-R-B-E-R-S-E. Farberge?
That's as good as I'm going to get.
Farberge?
Sure.
And Schoenberger used beetroot to treat cancer patients? Wow. In the early 1930s, a Hungarian professor carried out experiments to show that beetroots improved the health of cancer patients.
Beetroots? Are you saying beetroots or beet juice?
Well, the juice from the beetroot, okay? The juice from the root of the beet, because it's not the flowers or whatever else or glass.
The greenery.
It's the root, which is what we squeeze when we make, you know.
That's right.
So it says here that beet juice, here it is, helps to detoxify and protect our cells with much-needed, easily absorbed nutrients and oxygen. Even athletes are beginning to understand the importance of nutrient-dense liquids by incorporating beet juice into their training routines for better physical performance.
Right.
Some breakthrough studies. Can you read that on some breakthrough studies?
Let me read a breakthrough.
Some breakthrough studies. Okay. Second paragraph, kid.
Some breakthrough studies have shown that the same characteristics in beets help athletes perform better.
I never knew that, did you?
Of course I knew that.
You knew that?
Were you questioning?
I didn't know that.
I knew that from years ago.
Well, Daddy, is it incredible, Daddy? Rachel used to say to you.
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible, Daddy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyhow, it helps athletes perform better, but it helps cancer patients reverse their condition.
Wow.
The link between oxygen and cancer is well known.
Yes.
And beets can increase oxygen within the blood by 400% while helping to eliminate waste products. The Ferenczi's effect is named after the man who discovered a tumor-inhibiting effect of a flavonoid, betazine, in beets.
Now, the flavonoid is part of a natural compound, the flavonoid, that is present in the beets.
Go ahead, sweetie. It proved that beets could increase oxygen intake within the cells while protecting the levels of vitamin C, another great anti-cancer nutrient. One of the anti-tumor effects of beetroot juice is explained by its high iron content, designed to regenerate red blood cell corpuscles that supply cancer cells with more oxygen.
Wow. And I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that it was very high in iron that way and did that.
This higher oxygen content improves cellular respiration, which helps to kill what? Cancer cells.
Cancer cells. Now, that's fascinating because, you know, and I want you to talk about that in a second. I was just going to do this summary they have here. They do many, many health conditions. They said it helps liver, lymphatics, besides. But beets are an excellent source of calcium, iron, vitamin A and C, folic acid, manganese, potassium, and betaine, giving beetroots their purple color. The betaine present in the beet juice also helps the liver process fat, preventing the accumulation of fat in the liver. I didn't know. A fatty liver keeps the liver from functioning as it should. I didn't know that. And as we all know, the liver is our first line of defense against cancer, and it has to be functioning properly to prevent and help reverse cancerous conditions.
And that liver performs over 200 functions every minute of your life.
That's right.
It is incredible organ. And to keep your liver healthy, holistic physicians are recommending NAC+. NAC+, which the FDA is trying to ban from public use to make it a prescription item. A drug company has a special project in mind. So the FDA says, well, we'll just prevent people from taking it, remove all NAC from the market, and then this drug will have an exclusive presence.
I know.
And instead of charging 10 cents a capsule, it'll be $10 a capsule. Anyway, getting back to NAC and liver toxicity.
Definitely. It's the leading regenerator of the liver.
Leading.
For
the liver, for the kidneys, for the brain,
That's
for the
right.
lungs, all of this. But we're talking about the liver, so let's go from there.
Go for the liver.
This NAC+, along with the beet juice,
Definitely.
Makes a double whammy to regenerate, reconstruct, rebuild, and remove the excess fatty liver condition.
Okay, and you know, and I want to say that I'm so proud and thrilled that we have Belinda with us, the juice expert. Mm-hmm. She is an expert on the use of these different wonderful organic high-concentration juices in, only placed in glass that are given to people for different conditions, not that we're making any claim, but to support health in so many different areas. So again, there's not a charge, but if you want to know different areas to go through with your juicing, I would suggest when you call Alive and Well, 877-4950, make an appointment. Talk to Belinda, a beautiful lady and a beautiful expert, okay?
And beautiful. She can show you step-by-step exactly what to do to cleanse the liver, to cleanse, detox your entire system
right.
with a variety of juices, beet
right.
juice being a major one.
Major one. And you know, it's interesting because the one thing I did know, maybe it's because you've stressed it very often, was that it's a high source of, the beets are a high source of nitric oxide. They've used that in Europe for a long time, in other ways too, for the oxygen content and what it's doing to regenerate, you know, the nitric oxide present in the
well,
beets.
Yeah, but beet juice does not contain nitric oxide. The endothelium of your arteries and capillaries, with the aid of the nutrients in beet juice, create nitric oxide.
That's right.
Which does what? It opens up the arteries and the capillaries. Those
beautiful.
Fine little hair-like blood vessels in your body open up and deliver the oxygen and the nutrients much more effectively, efficiently, and greater abundance when you have wider open arteries and capillaries.
Right.
And beet juice is right there creating
that. That's really
that.
Wonderful. It's really very exciting. And again, it's exciting to keep reading and learning. You're never too old to learn, as they've said. That's a good one for me. Never too old to learn. You know, and this is, again, Dennis and I do not solicit testimonials. People share their wondrous experience. We don't make claims. But they love to share their experience.
Of
right?
course.
And Charming, she's such a beautiful young lady with holding her baby. And she came and she said, I'm so thrilled. I wish I had that recorded because she couldn't say enough. She was having chronic eye infection. She took the UltraSilver, the way it's used in top mm-hmm. hospitals forever in newborn babies.
In babies' eyes, yes.
They would be. And again, for so many different things, and even used for animals, too. But not mm-hmm. Okay, she took UltraSilver and placed it for her eye infection. She says, poof, it disappeared all very well, perfectly, and quickly.
Her eye disappeared?
No, her eye stayed. But the infection disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Her vision, everything. And she was ecstatic about that.
I should think.
Again, not making claims. But again, it's amazing to me that this form of silver, the UltraSilver, has been used in hospitals on the mainland, big hospitals. When babies were being born, they put it in the baby's eyes, ears, nose to prevent any infection from the mother's birth canal. Which is that happened here with our first grandchild, who's 18 now, and she got a serious eye infection. But here they gave her antibiotics, which made it worse. It was caused by a virus, mm-hmm. and so we put in some UltraSilver, and it overnight it was a 98% better. A few days gone. So it was just wonderful. Her vision's perfect, thank God. You know, and this gentleman was sharing, and he said that he went through his knee surgery several months ago. He said he was in terrible pain and didn't know how to continue his life. And he was told, but from a friend, about Pain Power, to come in and get Pain Power.
Right.
Because that had helped the friend so much. And he said it was literally a miracle for him. It stopped all his pain, and now he's back fully on the job. His words.
Beautiful. Just
so
beautiful.
Wonderful again. And a little bit about Pain Power?
Well, Pain Power is an amazing combination of enzymes and herbs and amino acids, all of which build an effective anti-inflammatory environment. And not just in your knees. It goes for your brain, it goes for your heart, it goes for your elbow or whatever muscle group, whatever it might be. Because all these components, each of them in their own way, reduce chronic inflammation.
That's right.
And as you've heard us extol the virtues of anti-inflammatories for the past 20 years, inflammation, uncontrolled inflammation, even a little bit of inflammation, creates negative health scenario, including degeneration of surrounding tissue, a creation of pain and swelling, and
all major illnesses.
All major illnesses, yes. Emanate, as Time magazine said, a major medical special edition, said that all disease, every disease known to science, emanates from
the same
inflammation.
Root, the root of inflammation. And by the way, our friends may want to come in and greet us, because pretty soon we may be alive and well, maybe up in outer space.
Really?
Up in outer space. You didn't know that?
Well, I've often had similar thoughts of you being kind of spaced out, but you didn't know what.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of spacey. It's all right. I don't mind. Gary doesn't mind it. He said it's okay to be spacey, Moan. So, okay, it's because we have it alive and well, and it's available for you. You should consider this, because as they stay here, we breathe almost 3,000 gallons of air daily. Mm-hmm. Boy, and I thought I was working hard doing something.
Right.
My lungs, 3,000 gallons of air.
You're not even a jogger.
Wow. I'm jogged somewhat. Anyway, so this is the Active Pure technology, the Bolara Air and Surface Pro. And it's beautiful, it's small, it's concise, it doesn't upset any of your decorating, it's marvelous. But this air purifier is available at Alive and Well. And again, this is very famous because this air purifier is used on the NASA, NASA, International Space Station. Okay, so we're up there in outer space
there
with them.
There you are. Okay.
At the Ground Zero Museum, the Pentagon, the Liberty Bell Museum, and hundreds of thousands of hospitals, doctor and dental offices, nursing facilities, hotels, schools, and homes. Over 2,000 units, Washington State government facilities, 30 Major League Baseball teams have this Active Pure technology in their facilities. And it's even the first in-automobile air purifier. The Cleveland Clinic, one of the nation's top medical research, and the Texas State Capitol, all of this. And so this is done. It's available and beautiful and very classy. Destroys harmful pollutants in the air and on surfaces. Removes odors. Covers 3,000 square feet, this tiny thing, again and again and again. So we have that available at Alive and Well. Isn't that exciting?
And it's working at Alive and Well.
That's right. So you walk in, all the thousands of gallons you breathe when you go in Alive and Well. It feels so good when you're there, but You can do it at home, too. And it's very stylish, very elegant.
You can breathe deeply as you're wandering around the store, as you're waiting for your broth order to be filled, which wouldn't be that long, unfortunately.
Not a bit. No, absolutely.
So you can fill your glass jugs with the vortex water, and while that's happening, you can do deep breathing exercises.
Exactly so, okay. And pick out your wonderful organic juices, too, and all the other wonderful products that we have at Alive and Well. You know, this is so important. How many times? It's so easy to take and so important, dear. And so I'm going to share it with you, okay? Multi-ethnic study by Tufts University Health Sciences, okay? They're reporting multi-ethnic study shows vitamin K2 offers protective health benefits in older age. Okay? A new multi-ethnic study found older adults with low vitamin K2 levels were more likely to die within 13 years compared to those whose vitamin K levels were adequate. The results show vitamin K2 has protective health benefits as we age, according to the researchers. The meta-analysis, that's an analysis of a whole lot of info, involving 4,000 Americans aged 54 to 76 of all races, okay, all backgrounds, was led by researchers at the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging, that's all capitalized, at Tufts University and Tufts Medical Center, and is published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The research team categorized participants according to their vitamin K blood levels. They then compared risk of heart disease and risk of death across the categories, all right? Over a 13-year follow-up, the people with the lowest K2 levels had a 19% higher risk of death compared to those with the KT levels that reflected adequate. It's also a nutrient that is essential, as the researchers say, for maintaining healthy blood vessels. I'll give this to you in a second, honey. Here's the quote from the researchers. The probability that vitamin K2 is that deficiency is linked to heart disease and mortality is based on our knowledge about proteins in vascular tissue that require K2 to function, says the expert. These proteins help prevent calcium from building up in artery walls, and without enough vitamin K2, they are less functional, says the author. Would you continue? And
the nice thing about K2 as well, it prevents the buildup. It helps remove the buildup that is in existence already.
Exactly.
And it takes that calcium out of your arteries and capillaries and muscles and does what?
Puts them in the bones where they belong.
Puts them in the bones where they belong.
And that has been written up. We've quoted studies, 60 to 80% greater bone density. Go ahead.
The article goes on to say, similar to when a rubber band dries out and loses its elasticity, when veins and arteries are calcified, blood pumps less efficiently, causing a variety of complications. That is why measuring risk of death in a study such as this better captures the spectrum of events associated with worsening vascular health, said last author Daniel Weiner, M.D., nephrologist at Tufts Medical Center, whose research includes vascular disease in people with impaired kidney function.
Right. The nephrologist is a kidney specialist doctor. Right.
And now, just think for a second,
honey. Yes.
The K2 helps remove the debris.
Right.
All right. The NAC helps restore kidney function.
Exactly. What players together of a great team.
And the beet juice and beets help produce nitric oxide.
Marvelous.
Which does what? Dilates arteries and capillaries.
That's right.
So you've got a real program of widening the diameter of each of the capillaries and arteries. And the detoxing effect of K2.
That's exactly.
And the kidney rebuilding of NAC+.
Magnificent.
What do you got? Better circulation, better brain function, better. If you're doing little toe exercises, you're going to get better blood flow to the little toe. Keep that in mind.
Well,
better blood flow to the little toe.
Better blood flow. Very good. I didn't know you were a poet.
Of course.
I was the poet in the family.
Well,
I always wrote the poems.
Yeah.
You caught something from me after all these
you're
years?
You're always the one who's reading loudly her poems.
Better blood flow to
and
the
I'm
little toe.
I'm a little more
toe.
Subtle.
Nice.
I'm more poetic in that I let it just happen.
That is the way poetry works. You let it happen. Okay?
That's right.
Okay, just like in acting. Okay, and I want to say that there's a dear doctor, very, very, very famous, with more credits than just about anybody, Dr. Russell Blaylock, M.D., talking about the aging brain and growing healthy while growing old, and talking about the importance of reversing and preventing brain aging. Before I get into this, too, there is so much data and more data about the regeneration of the brain cells with a particular nutrient. Could you talk about that?
Well, it's a product called Brain Power, which contains PQQ and higher dosages than any other product on the market. And it's accompanied with our favorite substance called alpha-lipoic acid, which does what? It delivers the brain power capabilities to every cell in your brain and your heart and your liver and your kidneys and your vital organs, your eyes. The idea is to get this marvelous substance, which improves neurotransmission of all the neurotrophic factors in your brain.
And the mitochondria function and all of that. You know, it regenerates the dead mitochondria, those dead nerve cells, proven to do that. And that's why we call it brain power.
And it isn't just regenerate those old existing mitochondria.
No.
It actually helps your body produce new
ones. And we have endless reports on the mitochondrial function and how it's
brand
regenerated.
Brand new 2021 mitochondria, which do what? Okay, what are mitochondria? Well, I like to refer to them as mitochondria because they produce a substance called adenosine triphosphate.
Yes.
And adenosine triphosphate is the actual worker it is the actual substance that creates the energy.
That's right.
The energy creating component.
Right.
But that energy creating component is made by the mitochondria.
Right. And Dr. Mercola is saying here that most of your cells contain several hundred mitochondria, energy factors that majority of the fuel your body produces. Just like you said, these cellular power plants create energy in the form of ATP, just like you said.
What?
ATP, adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy. Tissues in the body, especially power-hungry, are the heart, brain, kidneys, and muscles. They have more mitochondria to help meet their needs. Therefore, the doctor says you need plenty of healthy mitochondria to provide your body and organs with the fuel they need to function properly.
Okay, now here's a major point. Can you see a human heart cell? If you put it under a microscope, yes. Can you see a brain cell? No. Can you see any single cell in your body? No, without amplification mechanically. But here's the unique, incredible factor in the mitochondria. Each cell, depending on what that cell is a part of, whether it's your heart or your brain or your little toe, each cell in each of those locales have mitochondria with certain populations per cell, varying with the importance of that cell's function. But each of those, they're called mitochondria, are called organelles. And those organelles produce adenosine triphosphate.
Right.
But there are the mitochondria organelles in your heart are up to 5,000 per cell. You can't see a human cell, but it has 5,000 mitochondria. And that helps the heart pump its duty of firing off 100,000 times a day.
Boy, I'm working up a sweat just listening to your explanation. I don't have to be running around the room right now, down the streets. I'm working up a sweat thinking of it.
Just thinking of it, because your brain also produces up to 5,000 mitochondria per cell.
That's right. And just like the doctor says here, I'm quoting, as you age, your level of damage from mitochondrial dysfunction rises and your body's natural defenses weaken. The net result from these faulty mitochondria has an enormous potential influencing your energy levels and overall wellness over the course of your life. And again, the power player, just like you said, the brain power.
And it isn't just brain power. It's muscle power.
That's right.
And kidney power.
That's exactly
and
right.
All of it. Okay.
And heart and everything else like that. And again, it's good buddy, as the doctor is saying here, is the cardio form of coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. So there's a wonderful duo over there.
And that shows that they are synergistic. The cardio Q10 is a major, major antioxidant, which helps deliver through your vascular system to every cell in your body the mitochondria function.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. You know, this other doctor, Russell Blaylock, talking about things that affect the ability of the brain to do its job and all of the cells in order to do that. And he says, understand the aging brain, okay? He says this aging brain has deteriorating cognitive function. Of course, I'm taking it aside and saying, unless you give the right nutrients, as the doctors have said.
Well, also because of aging, the mitochondria die off as you get older.
Right, okay? And he's saying here, we see many symptoms, including reduction in information processing, impairment of all aspects of memory, confusion, difficulty with language, concentrating, speaking. Okay, he's talking here. Just very similar to what you said, he says, on a microscopic scale, we see a decrease, that's a lessening, in dendritic spines, the fine connections in the brain, lessening, along with reduction in the ability of the brain to form new connections. These connections govern what is called, and he quotes, brain plasticity, the ability of the brain to grow new connections and repair itself, okay? And he says, one of the main things that harms high levels of oxidative stress, free radical production, all of these things. Harmful chemicals, he goes on to say, harmful chemicals cause chronic smoldering inflammation, okay, which destroy destroy the cells of the brain. And then he says, results in all the different so-called diseases, neurogenic disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, all these things. And he says, he puts a list. I'm saying his words, not mine. If nothing is done, a person can develop those things. Things that accelerate this brain cell dying include environmental pollution, especially pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, brain trauma, stress, poor diet, consumption of sugar, lack of exercise, medications, chemotherapy and radiation, autoimmune diseases, excessive vaccination, repeated infections. So he goes on and on with the list of these different things, but he says here that inflammation is the number one cause, okay? And he says we have to address. Inflammation increases the number of deaths of cells, which triggers, okay?
And, but again, look at it this way, honey.
Yes.
Everybody on the face of this earth now has, unfortunately, very high levels of all of those pollutants. Because those pollutants, those insecticides and fungicides and all the chemicals that are added to the food, where do they end up? Well, the insecticides end up killing the bugs and the insects, okay? But it also ends up in the cells of every plant.
That's exactly
so
right.
So everything you eat has those the residue of those insecticides.
Unless you're eating strictly organically
exactly. And
juicing strictly
exactly.
organically and doing strictly organically.
And so that is a major cause of chronic inflammation in our body, trying to get rid of these things, but being continually inundated with more of them.
That's right.
On a daily basis,
yes.
Breathing the air you're breathing,
and
drinking
the
water
plastic
you're watering.
And all of those contaminants, exactly.
They all end up in you, in
that's
us,
right.
Everybody.
But and the doctor is making certain summaries, okay, talking about immunity. And he says the brain and the immune system are dependent, I'm quoting the doctor, on a constant supply of healthy essential nutrients. He's talking again, he says omega-6 fats and oils suppress the immunity and trigger the inflammation.
What are the omega-6 oils?
Omega-3 oils, which from the purest fish oils, do just the opposite. And he gets into a diet high in carbohydrates, especially sucrose and fructose, promotes immune suppression and creates inflammation and poisons brain cells. He quotes
there
the studies.
Go.
A diet high in organic cruciferous vegetables, along with organically fed meats, purified water, white or green tea, the strawberries and blueberries and blackberries he believes in. That's the fruit. But he says also that glutathione is one of the cell's most important antioxidant molecules. But glutathione is depleted by aging. Okay? And he's saying here, and remember that the glutathione, what is the great trigger for glutathione, like he says?
NAC.
NAC plus. He says the essential fat for the brains, which bring the brain just what it needs, are the super pure omega-3 fish oils, okay? And he stresses quercetin, okay, has shown a dramatic ability to rid the body of senescent or death of cells. Okay. Curcumin, quercetin, resveratrol regenerate the pain. And he cites 34 medical studies for everything he has to say. Mm-hmm. He always does. All the different medical studies. It would take us days to go through all of them. All right?
And so, vitamin C.
Exactly.
In large amounts, okay? And not what you find in a glass of orange juice, which is loaded with sugar, and not what you'd find in an orange. An orange has maybe 50 or 60 milligrams of vitamin C. But vitamin C in combination, higher dosages, been proven ad nauseum, time and time again, to amplify the benefits of quercetin and NAC+, and the other antioxidants, the astaxanthin, zeaxanthin. All of those major things help to reduce inflammation. Inflammation, again, let me bore you one more time. Inflammation is the startup chronic condition, which is the birth locale of every disease known to medical science.
Exactly, and this is fun. You know, you're a mind reader too, in addition to your other good qualities, because I was here looking at top doctors doing a report on inflammation related to every single top 30 cause of death in America, excluding accidental deaths. They're talking about inflammation
sure.
being the cause, just as you, and there they were stressing here the importance of that joint disease is on the increase, and they attribute that to poor nutrition, extra weight, sedentary lifestyles. And a 2012 study found that back pain, arthritis, and other muscle, joint, and bone disorders affect more than 1.7 billion people.
Mama.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and
boy.
Bone and joint disorders affect half of all people age 50 and over. Okay, if your bones and joints are not strong, say the doctors, it is likely you experience pain and inflammation. Chronic inflammation is the enemy because it triggers that damage. And they are here stressing, reducing inflammation with the active curcumin and the active boswellia.
Both of which. Where is that found?
Pain power.
Pain power.
Along
again.
With the systemic, wonderful vegan anti-allergy enzymes that eat up inflammation. So it's a powerful threesome.
Nattokinase.
Exactly.
Trishopeptidase.
That's exactly right. And they talk about how they are most clinically studied, this active curcumin and boswellia, in multiple published studies. They have reduced pain and inflammation while improving joint and spine health, flexibility, and comfort. And talking about how much better these curcumin and all is than this terrible side effects of the drugs that people take, even over the counter, which are so severe. And it says here that the over-the-counter prescription drugs, ibuprofen alone, kills more than 16,000 Americans every year.
Mm-hmm.
It kills them, right, outright.
That's right. That's right.
Medically listed as killing them.
And
that
aspirin.
That they take, right. Well, they're
aspirin's
talking
right
about
there,
the over-the-counter that you buy in any store, for God's sake.
And you assume, because it's not a prescription item, that it's completely safe.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Right. It causes stomach ulcers, bleeding, anemia, reduced kidney function, reduced liver function, and greatly increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes, say the doctors. So, again, staying away from the bad guys and staying with the good guys. And, you know, could you talk more about a really good guy that is reported here by an integrative scientist, Cheryl Myers, and from the American College of Obstetrics, Gynecology, North American, all of the different study things that she's part of, saying that collagen is especially, and chondroitin, glucosamine, she's stressing on collagen that can be used to flood the body with building blocks for bone and joint repair. Collagen is so underrated and so unknown. It's known for the beauty that it helps to do with skin elasticity, with the joint health, yes, that's for nail strength, etc. But also remembering that collagen, that wonderful nutrient, is part of bone structure. That's how the minerals stay flexible and strong within your bones. They are connected and made flexible and strong with collagen.
And it isn't just the bones and the skin. It's also the ligaments, the tendons, the cartilage. What's the protective agent between bones so they don't rub together and scrape and make noise as you get up out of the chair? It's collagen.
That's right.
It's building that good cushion between bones that is so imperative in maintaining good joint health. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And here, how many times do we bring over the information from all over the world and all the medical studies and this big European pharma bringing this new study out again and not making the claim, quoting a medical study. And here's the study found that vitamin D3 suppressed gastric tumor growth in studies of patient cancer cells. One of the ways vitamin D3 worked was by reducing the expression of glycoprotein called CD44. CD44 causes the conglomeration of cells. That conglomeration is the growth together, stickiness together, that form tumors. So finding a readily available nutrient that can stop them is excellent news. The medical authors conclude that vitamin D3 has potential as a low-cost and excellent preventive medicine treatment for gastric cancer. Wow. One thing to bear in mind, say the researchers, vitamin D3 is available as a supplement, okay? Unlike vitamin D2, which does not work, okay? They're actually saying that.
Vitamin D2 is a drug.
That's right.
And they're trying to live on the glory of vitamin D3. But vitamin D3 is useful not just in what this article expressed. Vitamin D3 with any form of cancer, holistic physicians and regular cancer physicians as well point out that vitamin D3 is the integral part of your entire immune system. You were born with an immune system. Vitamin D3 supports that every day of your life. And vitamin D3 helps to reduce the inflammation.
Exactly.
Helps to reduce the excesses that create that negative health scenario.
And its fingers are intertwined with its great buddy, vitamin K2. They love to take that plaque and hard calcification together out of the veins and arteries and put them in the bone.
Vitamin K2,
D3, yes. Okay, along with K2. They're great buddies together. Well, look at this.
I was pausing there for a breath because I was confusing vitamin K2 with vitamin D2. Vitamin D2 can be a very toxic substance because, again, it is a synthetic drug.
Exactly.
Okay.
The
real D is D3.
That's right. Now, man, I knew this was lousy, but I didn't know how lousy it was.
How lousy is it, honey?
Well, you know, sometimes you can think something's a bad player. You say, well, you know, you're a lousy dancer, you're a bad player, you don't get them out of the game, but you don't really know how bad that player is. Here the studies are telling you, Mona, Dan, you thought you knew how bad the player was? You got to open your eyes and open your mind. Listen to this. This is the big study. It's a medical study. I'm going to tell you which one it was. This top oil consumed in the United States is linked to anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's, and more. Can you guess?
Soy.
You knew. We say this all the time.
No, I didn't read that article.
We say this. Soybean oil is the top oil consumed in the United States.
It's in every restaurant. It's in every deep fat fried substance people put in their face.
It says here,
cheapest oils in the world, and that's why it's used.
It is used extensively in pre-made and processed foods, in grocery stores, and used by restaurants. Yep. Of course, never at the broth cafe. But I'm
never.
Saying here. So here. And it can cause significant negative genetic changes in the brain. This is according to the study. Affecting conditions like Alzheimer's, anxiety, depression, and autism.
This creates inflammation.
This is according to a recent study out of the University of California, Riverside, published in the medical journal Endocrinology. This is the, okay, can you read it from here, dear? This is the
from here,
same
I can't read it.
Research team, okay? The same research team. Read it.
We're passing the paper between us, back and forth. From where she's sitting, I couldn't read it.
Well,
but now
Gary refuses to read it, so you better read it. The same research team.
Okay. Soy can cause significant negative genetic changes in the brain, affecting conditions like Alzheimer's and anxiety and depression and autism.
The research team found certain things about that soybean oil. Go right ahead.
The same research team who previously found that soybean oil induced obesity and diabetes and insulin resistance and fatty liver.
Right.
Right there, and you go to old soybean
oil. That's it. Unbelievable, right?
In this study, the researchers looked at the brains of mice fed either regular soybean oil, genetically modified low linoleic acid soybean oil, or coconut oil. The soybean oil, regardless of the linoleic acid levels, has a pronounced effect on the hypothalamus, which strongly suggests a similar negative effect in humans.
Hypothalamus is the thinking area of the brain.
Yeah.
The creative idea area of the brain.
And soy creates inflammation of that area of the brain.
That's right.
Okay.
No creative ideas anymore. Go ahead.
Your hypothalamus is key to your nervous system and hormones, regulating emotions and your response to stress, regulating body weight and maintaining temperature, proper body temperature, and more. Hypothalamus issues are linked to Alzheimer's disease and other brain disorders. Furthermore, the researchers discovered that soybean oil affected over 100 different genes in every cell in your
body.
Now,
that's amazing. They surprise me all the time, and this is medical research, right?
As it affected those genes, it's not a positive effect.
No, it is not. And just like the, you know, it's amazing because there were so many wonderful medical reports on how excellent raw, organic, extra virgin, no processing coconut oil is and how great it is for the brain. And what was it, Mary? What was her famous? Her husband had advanced Alzheimer's.
Dr. Mary Newport.
That's right, a psychiatrist who found that raw, organic, extra virgin, you know, no non-GMO, the whole thing, coconut oil actually was a terrific fat for the brain and helped her husband a lot, who had advanced Alzheimer's. And thank God, we're so glad now because we have now that type of coconut oil from Alive and Well, which we brought into the store. And I'm glad it's available because it's very good. It's also good for antifungal. It's the richest source of caprylic acid. That's another important point.
That's a major point.
Major point.
That's good.
Read more about that, babe.
So this includes the gene responsible for creating oxytocin, the hormone responsible for feelings of empathy, for keeping anxiety and depression at bay, and more. If there's one message I want people to take away, said the doctor, lead author of the study, it's this: completely reduce consumption of soybean oil, period, end.
End of what the researchers found. And that's why, you know, it's amazing how many years we've said that without even knowing the full spectrum. Mm-hmm. But how many times we said that is not the thing to use. Use the organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil. You can use the wonderful coconut oil. Even some wild organic butter on your vegetables.
Oh, absolutely.
Without the animals not fed the hormones and things like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't use that. And healthy fats that are present in... We're not talking peanuts so much as the good nuts and seeds, all right? The good nuts and seeds, having those good nuts and seeds or raw organic butters from those different seeds, organic
walnuts,
avocados,
macadamia,
et cetera. Right,
Brazil, and those are all very healthy oils.
Wonderful.
Nuts.
That's so easy, you know. That's why what you can make those choices. You can do the delicious vegetables. You can get the ketogenic activity of the foods that you eat. You can have some wonderful organic chocolate without using the sugar in it, just the natural stevia or the natural monk fruit, which has no negative effects the way all the terrible fake sweeteners do, which we quoted here even by Dr. Oz last week.
And if you want perhaps the leading omega-3, you want to get the super omega-3 fish oil, the DHA and the EPA. That when they talk about omega-3, there's actually two components that make up omega-3. It's DHA and EPA. And those two components are so far and away the best anti-inflammatories you could ever put into your body.
Right. Now, interesting that you said this. Just as my hands were touching, he's not here for me to talk, a famous Dr. Mukozi, in printing his thing about how to fight inflammation and have healthy joints and help to fight arthritis. And he says his top list, he says, are the omega-3 essential fatty acids in the super pure fish oils, DHA and EPA. In addition to being beneficial for the brain and heart, says the doctor, they help dramatically with stiff and tender joints. Mm-hmm. That's his number one recommendation that he was saying.
That's right.
For all of those different things. And remember, fathead.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Remember, fathead.
Yeah.
How much of your brain is a fat, kid?
60.
That's right. And what is most of that fat? EPA
DHA.
And DHA, both of those fatty acids, make up the brain. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. And, you know, and again, he was also talking about the effects of the turmeric and curcumin, the active ingredient, and how it can reduce inflammation, which is just what we were talking about before. But there's such a multifaceted, wonderful player. You know, you remember that, right? It's wonderful, wonderful players that there are in the great nutrients, okay? Sorry, kid. Gary's getting in here, okay? And interesting that one of the things that Dennis found very interesting, because mothers were asking the top doctors, I want to help my kids build their immune system naturally, okay? Mm-hmm. And so this is what they were reporting, all right? That elderberry is one of the best, most clinically studied botanicals to fighting colds and the flu. And that this is, again, from the European doctors. Elderberry disrupts viruses and restores the body's ability to fight them off without the side effects of drug resistance from antibiotics or prescription medication. And they go on about the different effects of elderberry, effective against numerous pathogens. You know what the word pathogens means, you know.
Tell me.
pathogens are pathetic and they're evil. You know, pathogens.
Disease causing.
Right. Exactly.
Components.
Definitely. And he said, they say here, all right, elderberry is especially effective when combined with other nutrients like vitamins and minerals. They recommend vitamins A, C, D, quercetin, and good, and E are key for good immune function. Remembering the importance of vitamin A, too, and vitamin C, okay, to immune support. It reduces the incidence of colds by as much as 50%. Increased vitamin D3 levels correspond with reduced risk of all infections.
Of all infections.
That's right. That's what they say.
This goes back to, again, I've said this several times on the show, and most recently. A year ago in March, when the pandemic was really just coming, descending upon the world, okay, there was an interview with Dr. Siegel on television. And the interviewer says, Dr. Siegel, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? There won't be a vaccine here until at least January of 21. And Dr. Siegel says, remember this. You have an immune system, which your creator gave you. Okay?
Right. Good point.
And if you want to protect that immune system and reinforce the capabilities of that immune system, you want to feed it the right nutrients. He said vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc and quercetin.
That definitely, which is a natural bioflavonoid from the pulp and coloring matter of the plants.
And
we like that combination.
The announcer says, what is quercetin? It's a bioflavonoid,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it prevents excessive mucus buildup in the lungs. And that's where the fatalities come. They tried respirators, and they didn't work. But the quercetin waters down, gets rid of the excess mucus
right.
in the
it's
lungs.
It's been known for years to help with allergies and asthma.
Yes.
I've used it for years when I was younger, when my grandchild had that. It's just wonderful
and
for
without
inflammation.
The quercetin, the alveoli oxygen receptor sites in the lungs fills up with mucus. You can't breathe, and you kiss this world goodbye.
Well, and that's, you know, so all the great things, you know, and here's the same doctors talking about when K2 supporting the arteries, the most important thing that they can say, it supports the arteries and D3 because they work better, they're at optimal levels. He says he recommends 10,000 units of vitamin D3 and taking the K2 every day along with it because, and not the K1, and he makes that stress, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
For varicose veins and other things, that's what they're saying. I'm not saying that, okay?
That's right. That's
and
right.
And in their report about taking that and going on, and there are many different ways talking about how deadly, again, the European pharma, about how statin drugs are just absolutely deadly, causing myopathy, destruction of muscle tissue, a common side effect. They rob CoQ10 in the body, and the statin drugs shoot up the blood sugar, et cetera, and so forth. So cardiozyme is a
great... They create diabetes. They create dementia. They create heart failure.
Right.
Muscle deterioration.
And the cardiozyme, a natural, wonderful combination of supplements that help and improve in every way what we're looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, too, Alive and Well is there for you. The wonderful Broth Cafe is there for you. And call 877-4950. Any orders you want of any of the wonderful products we have at Alive and Well, we can send it, mail it, wherever you want to be, friends, lovers, ones, everything like that. And remember, 877-4950. If you want to sit and talk with Dennis and Mona, set up a time. Not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Just sit there and we talk.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That
optimum
health
is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.